have made it to Friday, and this is KJZZ's Sun Up. It's your daily news update from here in Phoenix on our state and region. I'm Phil Latzman. Good day to you. We bring you this podcast as a daily digest of the news events here in Arizona, as told by our KJZZ news team. And it is Friday, the ninth day of January. A tiny happy dance in order as we complete the first full week of 2026. Let's check in on what's happening and go start planning the weekend. Here we go with the news. Southern Arizona Congresswoman Adelita Grijalva says an ICE agent's fatal shooting of a U.S. citizen in Minneapolis is the latest example of what she calls the agency's fact-distorting propaganda. From Tucson, Elisa Resnick reports.
37-year-old Renee Nicole Good was killed Wednesday when an ICE agent fired shots into her vehicle during an immigration enforcement action in Minneapolis. In a statement about the shooting, Grijalva said that ICE activities have led to chaos and violence in communities from Minneapolis to Arizona, an issue she says she witnessed firsthand in Tucson, where video shows protesters, local media, and Grijalva being hit with pepper spray fired by agents during a taco shop raid. Grijalva and other Arizona Democrats called on Congress to investigate ICE's use of force practices in December following the Tucson protest. Elisa Resnick, KJZZ News, Tucson.
Arizona's Governor Katie Hobbs says the Trump administration has not informed her about plans to ramp up immigration enforcement activities in the state, but she says she is already talking with the Department of Public Safety and other state agencies about how Arizona will react if that happens.
We're certainly having a lot of conversations and planning. DPS, DEMA, National Guard.
Hobbs made the comments a week after media reports indicated the Department of Homeland Security could send a surge of ICE agents to Phoenix, similar to previous operations in Los Angeles and Chicago. Well, a vigil was held on Wednesday night outside of the Phoenix field office for U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement. Former state lawmaker Raquel Turan was among the speakers.
We know this about Nicole. She was a mother. She was a daughter. She was a neighbor. She was a friend to the people of Minneapolis.
That vigil in Phoenix comes as ICE arrests continue, including a case of mistaken identity. A Phoenix man returning from a Caribbean cruise with his wife was unexpectedly detained by Border Patrol agents on Monday. Jose Martinez and his wife, Tammy Verhas, say they were awoken by a group of agents entering their room, dragging Martinez out of bed and handcuffing him. He was then taken to a holding cell for about an hour and a half. Martinez says he was flagged because someone with the same name is wanted for a crime.
Whenever you book a cruise, I have to provide my flight information, my known traveler number, my passport, facial recognition. There's so much stuff that information that I gather, personal identifying information. If they did their due diligence, this never should have happened.
A Department of Homeland Security spokesperson declined to answer questions about his detention. Arizona's attorney general resolved a lawsuit against a 10-bed assisted living home in Scottsdale that failed to protect an elderly resident. Kathy Ritchie has details on that.
That resident had dementia and was prone to wandering away. Attorney General Chris Mays' office intervened in the lawsuit filed by the resident's daughter after her father walked out of Brookhaven on 131st Place and was found dead 2 days later due to heat exposure. State inspectors found that Brookhaven lacked working door alarms on the day of and even after the incident. The judgment, entered in Maricopa County Superior Court, requires the owners to divest from Brookhaven. They're also prohibited from engaging in any activities or investments involving the care of vulnerable adults in Arizona for 5 years. Kathy Ritchie, KJZZ News, Phoenix.
Well, as we head into a new legislative session that kicks off next week, Governor Katie Hobbs is calling on lawmakers to adopt new programs to help Arizonans dealing with the rising cost of living. From the Politics Desk, Wayne Shutsky has details on that.
Hobbs says she wants lawmakers to adopt new proposals to provide assistance to Arizonans and increase the supply of affordable housing in the state. That includes a new $3.50 per night fee on short-term rentals that would help expand programs that help low-income Arizonans weatherize their homes and pay utility bills. Hobbs says the new fee would help loosen income eligibility requirements for the federally funded utility assistance program.
Basically expanding the people eligible for the federal utility assistance that the state gets, which we've continued to argue is disproportionately low in Arizona, given our harsh climate in the summer.
Hobbs is also calling for the creation of a new public-private partnership that would help developers get better interest rates when building affordable housing. Wayne Shutsky, KJZZ News, Phoenix.
A former White Mountain Apache police officer was arrested on Wednesday, stemming from a 15-count grand jury indictment alleging serial sexual abuse and kidnapping. As Gabriel Pietrazzi reports, federal law enforcement authorities are now asking for any additional victims to come forward.
Carl Eugene Leslie is accused of sexually abusing and kidnapping three victims while on duty between 2020 and 2023. All are White Mountain Apache, and one is a minor. FBI Phoenix Special Agent in Charge Heath Yonke thinks there's others.
So I won't be able to talk a lot of specifics outside of what's in the actual indictment. What I can say is we believe there are more victims out there.
Leslie's nearly two-decade career ended in 2024.
There's no preclusion of a victim coming forward, no matter how far it may have gone back. We just need to know who they are and the facts behind that.
Leslie has been assigned an attorney out of Flagstaff who declined to comment. If convicted on all counts, he faces up to a life sentence. Gabriel Pietrazio, KJZZ News, Phoenix.
The Labor Union for Arizona Public School Educators says voters want accountability and transparency for the state's voucher system. From the Education Desk, Bridget Dowd reports.
The Arizona Education Association has released results from a survey of 800 likely voters statewide. They say it shows voters back reforms to the state's voucher program by more than a 2-to-1 margin. AEA President Marisol Garcia says as state lawmakers prepare for the new legislative session, it's time to pass meaningful voucher reform.
I mean, the irony is that each one of the things we ask voters about that we think are extremely important have been bills that have never been heard and that have not crossed the finish line because they have not even gotten a hearing in the Education Committee.
Garcia says 67% of those polled say they would vote yes on a suite of policies to strengthen oversight of the school voucher program. She says that support extends across political parties, race, parental status, and geography. Bridget Dowd, KJZZ News, Phoenix.
A groundbreaking agreement between the Arizona Attorney General's office and a mega dairy marks a huge win for rural groundwater conservation advocates. From the politics team, we hear from Cameron Sanchez now.
For the better part of 2 years, Attorney General Chris Mays has been investigating Riverview Dairy in Cochise County for negatively impacting the community with an exorbitant amount of groundwater pumping. Instead of a lawsuit, Mays says the dairy engaged with her office. They've come to an agreement. The dairy will pump less water and fund the construction of new water infrastructure in the area.
It's my understanding that the cost of that to the company is around $18 million in lost profits and costs. And the amount of water, we'll get to that in a second, is significant as well.
Mays says this isn't the end-all, be-all solution to water scarcity, but it will protect the aquifer for now. She said she wants to see a replication of this settlement with other major agricultural users. Cameron Sanchez, KJZZ News, Phoenix.
A Waymo turned onto a light rail track ahead of an approaching train on Wednesday morning in South Phoenix. A viral video depicted the robo-taxi turning onto the tracks with trains approaching from both directions. Connor Greenwald reports this mishap is not an isolated incident.
A Waymo drove onto the tracks ahead of an approaching light rail near the Southern and Central Avenue station. Northbound and southbound trains were approaching when the autonomous vehicle came to a stop on the northbound tracks in South Phoenix. Waymo says the passenger safely exited the vehicle. Allison Stearman was the passenger of a Waymo when she experienced a similar incident in downtown Mesa in December.
We were only on the tracks, I would say, for 5 seconds, but it feels like a very long time when you're trying to get out of a vehicle and you don't know, you know, when the next light rail is going to come.
Stearman says she was able to safely get away from the tracks. Valley Metro says Wednesday's incident caused no significant delays to service. Connor Greenwald, KJZZ News, Phoenix.
In sports, college football, what a game. Last night in Glendale, the Miami Hurricanes will play for a national title after a 31-27 win over the Rebels of Ole Miss. A very exciting Fiesta Bowl at State Farm Stadium in Glendale. Miami quarterback Carson Beck scrambled for a 3-yard touchdown with 18 seconds left for the go-ahead score after Mississippi had gone ahead with 3 minutes left. And there were 4 lead changes and 25 points scored total in that final quarter. The 10th-ranked Canes will play for the championship against the winner of tonight's Peach Bowl game between top-ranked Indiana and number 5, Oregon. And in basketball, Suns won 7 of their last 9. They return home tonight to host the New York Knicks. Phoenix a surprising 7 games over 500 at 22-15 on the season. And that will do it for this edition of KJZZ's Sun Up, Arizona's morning news podcast, this Friday, January the 9th. Go enjoy the weekend. It should be beautiful here in the Valley and around the state for that matter. We'll be back here on Monday to do this again. Talk. you then.